Thank you very much. A warm welcome from Vienna, and as usual, I take pride in commenting upon our first half year's figures at this time of the year. We may start with the chart number 3, which should be in front of you. And as you can see on the chart, we managed to increase our output volume slightly. Our core market in Germany helped a lot to that because the output is still 10% above the previous year's figure. The whole group showed an increase of 2% only because we have also some markets which show a downward trend. As examples, I would like to mention Russia, where we have seen the big project of the Sochi Olympic Village last year, which didn't have a successor till today. Romania or the Benelux states, where some larger projects had been worked off last year, and we haven't seen similar projects in the course of this year. But all in all, there remains an increase of 2%, and the output volume reached almost 5.8 billion euros. When it comes to the order backlog, we see a far stronger increase of 10%. By the end of the first half of 2014, our order backlog amounted to 15.5 billion euros. Several large orders of the second half of last year helped, for instance, in Germany, Chile, or Slovakia, or also in Hungary. But we've also seen a strong order intake, for instance, in Denmark in the first half of this year, or in Austria. I would not exclude an all-time high, which would be a figure of about 16 billion euros to be reached in the course of this year. We will now come to our earnings figures. Please have a look at page number 4. Our EBITDA in the first half of 2014 improved by 17% and amounted to almost 81 million euros. As the depreciation and amortization figure was at about last year's level, the EBIT increased slightly weaker by 12% and was still in negative territory with a seasonal loss of 108 million euros. A seasonal loss is a very normal phenomenon in our business. We have that every year, and we reach the break-even point usually in the month of July or August of a calendar year. On page number 5, we give you the various EBIT figures for our 3 segments and the total group. You see that we had a very volatile development between our North and West segment and the South and East segment. To start with North and West, we saw a decrease of minus 24%, and the seasonal loss of that segment increased to minus 95 million euros, whilst in the South and East segment, we saw an improvement of 72%, which means that the loss could be contained to minus 17 million euros only. In the third operational segment, which is International and Special Divisions, we could not detect any significant changes, which is somewhat paradoxical because this is usually the most volatile of our segments. The total group, as I pointed out before, shows an increase in improvement of 12% on the overall EBIT figure, amounting to a seasonal loss of minus 108 million euros. On page number 6, we give you the relevant information regarding the earnings per share and the net income after minorities, but I would like to start with the net interest income. This figure fell slightly and reached minus 13 million after minus 9 million in the first half of the previous year. This figure usually includes positive currency exchange rate differences. This year it was in the amount of 8 million, and in the previous period it was 4.5 million. Sorry, this year it was 4.5 million, and in the previous period it was minus 8 million. Below the line, this resulted in an 8% improvement of the EBT in the amount of minus 121 million. Accordingly, the income tax was again in positive territory with 22 million, and thus provided some relief despite being 16% lower on the year. And the remaining net income, and this is shown on the left side of the slide, was up by 6% amounting to minus 93 million in the first half of 2014. Third-party shareholders helped bear a loss of almost 6 million for a net income after minorities of minus 93.12 million, which is a plus of 9% over the previous year. And as you can see on the right-hand side of the slide, the earnings per share reached minus 91 euro cent after minus 99 euro cent in the first half of the year before, which is an improvement of 8%. When we have a look at the balance sheet on slide number 7, we see no major changes. The balance sheet total stood at 10.3 billion euros, and that changed only little versus the 31st of December 2013, where we have seen a balance sheet total of 10.6 billion euros. Seasonal factors on the asset side resulted in an increase of the trade receivables to the detriment of cash and cash equivalents, which is a very usual development at this time of the year. The equity ratio amounted to 30.2% after 30.7% at the end of 2013, notwithstanding the seasonal loss which I commented upon before. It hence remained at the usual high level. Our net cash position, as it is typical for the season, turned from net cash in the amount of 73 million euros at year's end into net debt of 282 million. A comparison with the net debt at the end of June 2013 would show a decrease by 54%. On page number 8, we give you our various cash flow figures. Basically, all cash flow figures improve except of the cash flow from financing activities. The cash flow from earnings more than doubled over the comparison period and amounted to 47 million euros. The cash flow from operating activities and the CF from investing activities were 18, respectively 11% less negative. Only the cash flow from financing activities moved from positive into negative territory due to a 125 million bond emission last year, which is something which we opted against this year. I may remind you that there was no old bond to be replaced because we had no bond emission 5 years ago in the year 2009. Let's now come to our various operational segments. I would like to start with North and West on page number 9. To remind you, North and West consists of our core country of Germany, the Benelux states, Scandinavia, and Poland. The output volume of this segment underwent a positive development, which is also due to the mild winter conditions, and it grew by 5% over the first half of the previous year, amounted to 2.7 million euros. The largest contributions to this increase came from the building construction and civil engineering business in our core market of Germany, but also the German transportation infrastructures business contributed substantially. The EBIT of the segment stood at minus 95 million euros, and this was a decrease of 24% over the previous year's figure. The result of the segment was burdened by individual building construction projects in Sweden and in Germany. I had already commented on a project in Sweden called Täby Center in the neighborhood of, or in the region of Stockholm, and it turned out that the project result was still a little worse than we had expected already in the first quarter. The order backlog of the segment stood at a little more than 6 billion euro, and it remained essentially unchanged versus the end of the first half of 2013, which is a success because this is a very high figure, and hence we managed to compensate for the output which we generated in the meantime. We have given you on the right-hand side of the slides some examples for major project intake. The five projects which we gave there are good for a total of about half a billion euros. For instance, Charité Berlin or the A100 motorway section in Germany are good for about 70 million euros each. The multi-use building Axeltorf in Denmark amounts to more than 100 million euros. our contract regarding the Copenhagen Metro renovation in Denmark, again, is good for about 90 million euros. And the new tunneling project in Sweden called Maria Holmes Tunnel is worth more than 170 million euros for the group. When I may come to the outlook of the segment, we stick with our expectation for an output volume of totally 6 billion euros again in 2014. And this is an assumption which to a large degree is already covered by existing contracts. We see that in certain markets we have to accept rising prices and lower availability of subcontractors, for instance in Germany, due to the long-lasting good economy, especially in the construction sector. We are lucky to confirm that our optimistic expectations for Poland turn to be true. After the shrinking of the market over the last years, the Polish construction sector should recover significantly in the years 2014 until 2020, and this has already been confirmed in the course of this year due to the passing of a large number of road construction projects and the fact that several more are currently in the pipeline. Because of the high level of competition, however, price increases in transportation infrastructures are not to be expected. In the building construction and civil engineering business, however, we see opportunities, particularly in the energy sector in Poland. I would now like to come to the next segment, South and East, which comprises our core country of Austria, Switzerland, and the Central European region, including Russia. As you can see on slide number 10, we basically had a stable output volume, a minus of 1% only over the first 6 months of the previous years, which means that the working off of some major projects, I already mentioned Russia with the Sochi Olympic Village project, but also Romania, was compensated for by increased output in other countries, for instance, in Austria, but also in Slovakia and in Hungary. The EBIT was also still negative, which is the usual situation in the first half of the year, but it could be strongly improved by 72% and amounted only to minus 17 million. This development can be explained, among others, by further earnings improvements in the environmental technology business. In the railway construction business and in Southeast Europe, however, there's no relaxation of the competitive situation in sight. When I may come to the outlook of the segment, I can state that, as was announced, the segment is expected to reach a total volume of 4.7 billion for the complete fiscal year 2014. This is driven by a lot of smaller projects, as the low number of large projects tendered at this time puts the focus on the mass market. The business environment and the price situation in the CE countries remain challenging. Especially in Romania and in the Adriatic region, the difficult financing situation is creating strong competition for few contracts, with the resulting pressure on the margins, of course. In the past few months, we have concluded and handed over, as I pointed out before, a number of large projects in Russia. As follow-up projects, in the meantime, the acquisition of an output volume of several hundred million euros in heavy industrial construction to be worked off over the coming 3 to 4 years have been achieved in the first half of the year 2014. The railway construction business remains burdened by a distorted competitive landscape, especially in Germany. In Eastern Europe, several expected large projects could lead to a normalization of the prices, at least in the midterm. Although, as I mentioned before, the earnings improvement measures in the environmental technology business have gradually been taken hold, we are making strategic changes by withdrawing from our flue gas treatment business through the sale of assets. This business had generated a minor output volume of about 25 million euros only, and hence the disinvestment is not material for the group. I would not like to come to our third and last operational segment, which is the international business and the special divisions. which, to be more precise, is the non-European business, tunneling, real estate development and facility management, and our concession business. Thanks to the growth in the home market of Germany, the output volume of the segment increased by 3% and amounted to 1.3 billion euros. The highly contrasting upward and downward movements in other countries more or less balanced each other out. No significant changes were also observed in EBIT, which reached minus 840,000 euros this year after a plus of 1.6 million euros in the comparison period of the previous year. The order backlog, however, increased strongly compared to the 30th June 2013 and was growing by 18%, amounting to 4.4 billion euros now. Responsible for this development were, among other things, the award of an approximately 370 million euro project in Chile in the last quarter of 2013 and the contract to build a designer outlet center near Vancouver in Canada for about 70 million euros. In the second quarter of 2014, the order backlog again received a boost from the contract awards of the Ulriken rail tunnel in Norway, worth about 75 million, the Tulfes-Pfons section of the Brenner Base Tunnel in Austria, the largest section to date, with a value of more than 190 million euros for Strabag, and the Mid-Horten outfall tunnel in Canada, with a contract value to just over 50 million. When it comes to the outlook of the segment for the total fiscal year of 2014, the output volume should settle at 2.8 billion, which is unchanged versus the previous year. Earnings are also expected to remain satisfactory, even if the price level is relatively low in some areas, for instance, in tunneling. The economic situation continues to be difficult, especially in the company's traditional markets, Austria and Germany. We therefore expect that we will increasingly offer our technological know-how outside of Europe. Currently being pursued in this regard are selected projects in places such as Canada and the Arab world, among others. Internationally, we are successfully active in specialty business such as tunneling technique of pipe jacking, test track construction, and in the field of liquefied natural gas. In our traditional non-European markets, which are, for instance, East Africa, Oman, or the United Arab Emirates, we remain engaged with the same level of commitment so that the order situation can be assessed as satisfactory despite the great competition that projects are subject to here as well. In comparison, we again expect a solid earnings contribution from the following two business fields: in property and facility services, where increased productivity should make it possible to partially compensate for the higher personnel costs from the newly concluded collective agreements for 2014. In the real estate business, meanwhile, we are profiting from higher rents in the German real estate centers. Moreover, in view of the continuously low interest rates, German and Austrian real estate should remain a much sought-after investment alternative. I might also announce that we have to expect a major cash outflow amounting to approximately 90 million euros in the third quarter of this year due to our attempt to gain control over a new major project in our pipeline. I may now come to the last page, which is page number 12, giving our current outlook. The basic indicators are reiterated. In summary, I could state that we see ourselves faced with a challenging environment in the current year. Higher price pressure in the Eastern European infrastructure construction sector. At the same time, however, we are registering continued favorable conditions in building construction for the private sector, above all in Germany. As I expected already in our first conference call, the favorable weather conditions at the beginning of this year resulted in several orders being moved up the first quarter. These would otherwise have been carried out over the course of the year. In our home market of Germany, however, we still have a 10% plus in the output volume after the first 6 months. At the same time, as I stated before, several markets fell back slightly. I quoted Russia, Romania, and Benelux as examples. And this left growth of just 2% for the group as a whole. For the full year, my management board colleagues and I had predicted an output volume of 13.6 billion, which would be unchanged versus 2013. We feel that the development to date confirms this prognosis, and hence we reiterate our output volume prediction at the same figure. With regard to EBIT, we also continue to expect a figure of at least 260 million, and so a similar result as in the previous year. It is true that the first half of this year does show a considerable improvement of 12%. But I want to mention that last year, the fourth quarter was extraordinarily good, which we do not necessarily expect to repeat this year. Overall, the business in 2014 should hence develop stable as predicted. At the same time, we are setting the course for increasing our profitability in the medium term. Ladies and gentlemen, this was it for the first half as far as we have prepared comments on our figures, and now I'm happy to answer your eventual questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we'll begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. First question today comes from Tobias Loskamp of HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have actually four questions. The first one is on your comments regarding Q4. I mean, do you think that that last year was extraordinarily strong because of the warm? Is it mainly because you don't expect the warm weather to come back, or is it mainly because you say, okay, we have had a strong start to the year, so that the order backlog, you know, doesn't have the potential to reach a similar sales level that we have seen last year? The second question that I have is, in the cash flow statement, I was surprised about the low dividend payout in the quarter. Is there is it somewhat delayed this year, or what is the reason behind that? Third question that I have is on Poland. You said that the demand is picking up, but profit prices are not getting better. With your new cost structure, do you still believe that you can, you know, get an adequate profitability in the market for the risks that you're taking? And the last question that I have is on basically if you can give us a bit of a background why you decided to sell the Fluggast business.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Mr. Leskamp. Well, with regard to the development of the fourth quarter, I do not necessarily expect a less favorite climate condition this year. It is true that we had some extraordinary positions last year, which were in our favor, and we do not necessarily expect them to repeat this year. So it is not the usual operational business, but some extraordinary positions which focused or concentrated last year in the last quarter. With regard to the dividend, it is right what you're saying. Well seen, we have paid out our dividend only in the first days of July, which meant that the dividend outflow was not reflected in our first half year's figures. With regard to Poland, we have taken considerable measures to increase our profitability or our efficiency by slimlining our organization, and hence we believe that and we are more vigilant with regard to certain contractual stipulations. To cut a long story short, we have drawn some lessons learned from the past, and hence we believe that with more selected projects which we currently take in Poland, we have a good and fair chance to have a decent profitability in this country. The flue gas treatment activities were an operation which we had only taken over some years before. It was basically some assets and a smaller team of about 70 people, and it turned out that the com- complementarity of the activities with our traditional construction business was not as high and profitable as we had expected, and hence we decided to divest these activities and sold them to a Turkish company, which also means that we won't see competition in this field from the buyer in the future. But as I pointed out before, just 25 million in output, about 70 people only, so no material effect on our figures for the future, at least no material negative effect.
Okay, and also no bigger book gain or book loss or anything?
No, more or less neutral, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Our next question is from Hans-Peter Kuhlmann of LBBW. Please go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Birtel. I have a question concerning your quite favorable order intake. Can you give us also an indication about the pricing or margin quality of your order intake? Means, are you able to improve your currently rather moderate margin with the new contracts, or do you see a little bit longer period of time before you're able to increase your margin? Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Kuhlmann. Well, with regard to the margins, I do see a tendency for improvement, but this is not due to the fact that the price quality of the contracts do improve. We have some good markets which are more or less stable, but we have a lot of markets where we have fierce competition. The improved profitability can basically only be produced by internal measures, by better cost efficiency, and even more efficient risk management. And in those two fields, I am somewhat optimistic, and hence we are striving for a slightly improved profitability also in a midterm, not only in a long-distance future.
Okay.
Not thanks to better price quality, it is thanks to better internal setup.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Kuhn.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one at this time. Our next question is from Markus Remis of RCB. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. A few follow-ups, if I may. If I remember correctly, you indicated that you would dispose of several hundred millions of non-core operations. Can you give us any more details how far you are in negotiations? I think dredging was mentioned. Should we expect any disposals in the second half? Then secondly, regarding the subcontractor prices, would you see a similar development, i.e. rising price pressure here, also in the Austrian market? And then lastly, regarding this loss-making projects in Sweden and Germany, will that also be a burden in Q3, or have you finally digested these losses?
Thank you. Well, it is true that the divestment of the flue gas treatment activities was not the big bang on our divestment side. We are still in a structured process in evaluating bidders for the dredging activities, and it could well be that this process will be concluded in the third or in the fourth quarter of this year. So I think there is a rather high probability that we'll come to a decision still in the course of the year. This is at least the plan.
And how much output would that be?
This would be a minor triple-digit million figure.
Okay.
Also, not far away from a billion. So this would also not be a real big reduction. But
yeah, okay.
Basically, it's a matter of profitability. When it comes to the subcontractor prices, the development I mentioned in my comments is rather specific to Germany. We do not see such a strong and big activity, especially in the building construction sector in Austria, as we see it in Germany. In Austria, it is basically Vienna, which is a very strong region, but that is it. Whilst in Germany, you have major agglomerations with a very strong situation. Currently, you have the Berlin region, you have the Frankfurt region, you have the Munich region, you have the Stuttgart region. So it is you simply can't compare the two markets. So the situation is not really very similar in Germany and in Austria.
Okay.
When it comes to the two regions which are mentioned as a reason for a decreased result in North and West, we hope sincerely that we have correctly evaluated the projects in Sweden and Germany which are mentioned, and this should be it. So we have taken what we have seen as negative results in the figures of the second quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome, Mr. Remis.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone. And we have a follow-up question from Tobias Loskamp of HSBC. Please go ahead, Tobias.
Yes, I have one follow-up question. In the German market, or some of the more building material companies have reported that the market has been a bit slower in June or July. Has this, maybe from your point of view, has the business been slow because of the heavy rains that we have seen in the southern in southern Germany, or you haven't seen any impact yet, or you haven't seen any impact?
No, with regard to the bad weather and summer, we did not really see a material impact on our business. I wouldn't see that for us, not really. But because still by the end of June, as I pointed out before, we were still 10% above the previous year's figures, which was basically the same percentage as we had in the first quarter, only which meant that also the second quarter was quite strong for us in Germany.
Mm-hmm. And then final question. If you look at your order intake and let's say what you see for the rest of the year as realistic business prospects, do you think that the warm weather, it has surely created a pull forward demand, but do you think that that the market is ready for extra capacities that are possibly in the market because of 10 months or 11 months that you can work instead of normally maybe 8? Or is it that at the end of the year, public budgets are used up and demand will dry out for a couple of months from your point of view?
Well, I think your question is mainly referring to the public sector. And with regard to the public sector, it is true. We have yearly budgets usually, and those budgets do not vary because of the weather situation. So that could mean that there could be a shortfall for contracts by the end of the year. On the other hand, when I come to Germany, we had a rather specific situation with regard to the federal budget, because in 2014 it took extremely long to conclude the federal budget, which meant that we basically on the federal level had no new contract awards in Germany till the month of June. So for Germany, this could be compensated by this specific situation from the federal budget.
Yeah, okay. All right. Super. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one at this time. So, Dr. Birtel, there are no further questions at this time. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
That's great. Thank you very much. That means that there were no questions left open. Thank you very much for your interest and take care. Bye-bye.